Good morning, Patrick. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
Good, Tim. How are you?
We're doing just great, buddy. What's going on?
I've got water coming in my crawl space, and it's coming in through the bottom row of block all around the house.
Okay.
And after we had some of the heavier rains from
Katrina,
the leftovers, I crawled under there while it was raining and looked, took a flashlight and looked, and in the mortar joints on the bottom row of blocks is where it's seeping in at, and it was coming in pretty good.
Okay.
To alleviate this problem, we tried to put a curtain drain around the rear of the house, because that's where we thought it was coming in at the rear foundation, but it's actually coming in all around.
All around. Now, here's a question I have. Tell me about your lot that the house is on. Is there a place on your lot, like is there a, on either side of your house, is the ground higher than your house? You know, like a neighbor's property. You know, like sometimes you could be in your backyard and the ground behind you slopes towards your house.
On the left side it is.
Okay. So if in other words, if I'm at the street looking at your house, the person on your left is higher than your ground.
Right.
Okay. So then let me ask this question. So if I'm looking at your house from the street, and the right side, would the right side of your property line, at some place along that property line, is it the lowest part of your land? Like if it was a piece of glass, your lot, and we put a marble on it, where would that marble roll towards? Like the front corner of the
probably
lot?
Toward the front.
The front corner is the lowest, front right corner is the lowest part of your property.
Because the backyard is pretty flat, and then once it hits the house, it starts to level toward the front. It
starts to slope towards the front a little bit.
Towards the front of the house, and by the time you get to the front of the house, it kind of goes on downhill a little bit.
Okay, now a lot of people think that land that's level is level. It's really not. It's actually kind of surprising. You could have my father-in-law's property is a great example. If you were to drive to his house in Amberley Village here in Ohio, you would swear that his front yard is level. But
right.
But I've taken my transit before, and if I measure the height of the curb at the street, and then I go up to the grass right by his front door, there's 18 inches of fall. It's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of fall. Okay. But it looks level.
Right.
So this curtain drain that you put in, where does the end of the pipe exit the ground? Where does it go to?
It goes to if you're looking at the house, the left side, there's a driveway right by the house.
Okay.
It goes all the way from the far side of the driveway, all across the back of the house, and it exits probably about 5 or 6 feet on the other side of the house.
Well, here's...
It goes all the way across the back side of the house.
Okay. Well, is there any way to get a curtain drain on the left side of the house? Along where that driveway is? Does the driveway touch up against the house?
It's about a foot or two
away.
There's a little strip of, for about maybe 2 feet or so.
Okay, but what about on the other side of the driveway near the property line? Do you own that property there? In other words, could you put a curtain drain on the left side of the driveway?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is happening. I don't think... And how deep was the curtain drain?
I thought we put it down about 2 feet.
Okay, well, you got the right distance. And did you put a perforated pipe at the bottom, and then did you fill the trench all the way to the top or very close to the top with 1-inch rounded gravel?
Pretty close, yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you did the thing right. I think that you need to completely surround the house with a curtain drain.
Okay.
Completely surround it. Try to stay... I know on the side where the driveway is, you can't get too close to the house, although you could. You could dig in that two-foot strip area.
Right.
I would like to see the drain at all the, around the house about 6 feet away from the house.
Okay.
Where do your downspout pipes go to from your roof?
We've got extensions on them, and they all, about 4 foot extensions or so.
And then it just dumps that onto the grass.
Right.
Okay, that's...
Onto the driveway. One of them goes right onto the driveway.
Okay, I think that's part of the problem. In other words, I want all of that roof water piped away from the yard.
Right.
I want you to collect all of that rainwater off your roof, and I want that put in a solid pipe in its own trench, piped all the way out to the roadway.
Okay.
Okay? And I want you to also make sure that the ground around the house slopes away from the house, okay?
Okay.
And then I want that curtain drain put all the way around the house, and I want it also to exit out at that left front corner, or the right front corner, I'm sorry. You know, the lowest part of the land.
Right.
And I guarantee if you do all three of those things, this problem's going to go away. Have you read the column on my website about linear French drains?
Yes, I have read that.
Yeah. So if you understand, if you take that leap of faith and you understand that how the system all works, your problem will go away. And just so you know, the background in that, I don't know if I said in the column, my college degree is in geology, hydrogeology, which is the study of subsurface water.
Right.
So that's why I know it works.
Now, do you think there would be enough rain coming in like by that side strip, by the driveway, in between the driveway and the house? Do you think there would be enough rain coming in that spot?
No, I don't think that's a problem. I think a lot of it's the roof water.
Okay.
All right, Steve, I got to go, man.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Patrick, thanks very much, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, we're running out of time. Steve, quick plug. How do people get a hold of you if they want to call the store any way they can get you on the web?
Sure. You can call me at 891-3491. I've got a website, blueashequiprent.com.
blueashequiprent.com. Okay. We're out of time for today, Steve. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. We'll have you in any time because it's great to have. I love having quality people on the show. Denny McCune's up next, so don't go away. More gardening stuff here on the WGRR station. Of course, this is WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. I'll be back next week.